Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Tell me, do you know what day it is?
Why, yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Oh, okay, whatever.
And do you love lasagna like me?
Oh, yes, I do.
You want some lasagna?
I'm making you lasagna.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Why is that?
It's actually National Lasagna Day.
It's National Lasagna Day.
You had me at lasagna.
Lasagna. Just get the lasagna.
My lasagna!
Lasagna. Lasagna.
It's National Lasagna Day.
Showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2161, Carla.
Very nice.
Only Thursday with the weekend right around the corner at about 6:09.
National, on the other side, Mike.
National Lasagna Day.
Yes, lasagna. Pick a food. It'll be a day. Don't worry about it.
And my day already, I'm just so scattered. I came to the radio station, and then I put on deodorant?
Yeah.
So I had to run back home.
I know,
home.
You ran home, yeah.
And then I couldn't remember if I actually did, so I didn't want to add another coat. So what I had to do was wash the underarm.
That's why I carry it with me,
Look
Mike.
At you. Look at you. Why did I even go home?
You had to take another shower, basically.
One of those hand things, you know, and you know, well, I don't want to have too much on. So.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Now, where are my glasses?
Well, you smell good. Yes.
Thank you.
You smell good. Yes. That's right. I don't know where my phone is now, but.
And that's the point. I just want to be able to smell good. Okay. Plenty of sunshine today, but a slight chance of rain.
Of course.
Some rain later this afternoon. Maybe a thunderstorm. Who knows?
All right. We're used to it by now.
Yeah. High today near 105. Tomorrow's high in the low 90s.
Okay.
Tomorrow and right through the weekend, so we'll see how that pans out. 90 now. Let's find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it is indeed summer. We're in the throes of it. What are our favorite smells in the summer? That would be barbecuing. Barbecuing, number one, fresh cut grass. And that beach air, Mike, our least favorite, B.O. So I thank you, B.O.
Well, I did it for you, more,
yes,
more so than anybody else.
Please, it takes a lot of work to get good B.O. going. Hot garbage and lawnmower fumes. Those are the scents that we don't like in the summer. So lawnmower fume. If you got fumes coming out of that mower, you might want to get it looked at, by the way.
Yeah.
A list of good habits that parents say kids gained while remote learning. A lot of parents said their kids were focusing better. So a lot of them said, 40% of them said their kids asked a lot more questions, became better multitaskers, more independent, more organized, which is good to hear. Parents said they did a lot of the same, including improving their own tech skills. They had to. You know, they had to with their kids learning from home. And a new study shows that providing bees with caffeine makes them more efficient and improves their memory. Now, I don't know how they know this, but scientists...
Now, how would you measure that?
I know. Well, scientists created some kind of, like, caffeinated nectar. And they added it to certain flowers, and the bees showed a preference. They kept going back to those flowers because they're addicted. That's why they're addicts. That's exactly why. I saw them hovering outside of Starbucks today. She's just waiting around. Come on, man. Come on, man. Open, open, open. Now, this could be used to enhance the productivity of commercial bees in pollinating crops. So that means more honey, and the world is just a better place. Bees really, I don't know if people know what bees do for our world, but they do. So they're jacking them up with caffeine, by golly. Yeah, all right.
So if they fly faster or sting quicker.
Yes, exactly.
It's all about the caffeine.
Get out of the way. Get out of their own way. Yes, exactly. A few things you should know for Thursday.
Big night at the Olympics.
Yes, sir.
Boy, oh boy, the swimming. You know, I actually love watching both the men and women swimming. And again, congratulations, Erica Sullivan Palo Verde High School.
Yeah.
Right here in Vegas. Her family watching the other night.
Well, we never get to watch swimming, but every 4 years, really. You know?
This is about the time where everybody's excited about it.
Yeah, of course. Because, we know so much about it, too, now. We all know. We're all authorities on swimming now.
It's the only time we really watch it.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, it's all great. Right.
Well, Caleb Dressel. Took the gold in the men's 100.
Caleb Dressel
took the gold in the men's 100 meter freestyle, and it was close. Here's the call.
Dressel by a tenth at the turn. It's Chalmers down there, 3 tenths back. Dressel trying to hang on down the stretch here in the final 25 meters. Dressel's got the lead above him. Is Kolesnikov coming on just a little bit? Dressel is losing some ground. Here comes the Russian above him in lane four, but Dressel is hanging tough as we expected. And Caleb Dressel from the United States is going to win gold up there in lane five.
It was amazing, mm-hmm. and so close. Second place was the Aussie, only behind by 0.06 of a second for the silver.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not even like
that. That's what I say. It's, you know, they're behind literally by a hair. You know, even the last place people.
Right.
It's like, what'd you lose by a second?
All right. Ugh. Well, another U.S. swimmer made more history.
Mm-hmm.
This kid, Bobby Fink.
Yeah.
Was in fifth place in the 800-meter freestyle. Then all of a sudden turned it on. Here's the call.
Belbrock leading him, but here comes Romanchuk from Ukraine making a move. Bobby Fink's up there in lane.
Wow is right. He was in fifth place, and then, like he said, all of a sudden turned it on.
They just, boom, it's like a marathon for them, man.
Fink is the first to ever win it, the first American, since it was the first men's 800-meter final in the Olympics. So there you go.
Yeah, that's cool.
And by the way, Connor Fields.
Some of those.
Qualifies, we'll go for the gold tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From Las Vegas.
Listen, a lot of those races last night were just amazing. That the relay, mm-hmm. where Katie Ledecky, we were behind.
Yeah.
And she got in the pool, and it was like just all downhill for
amazing.
Her. Amazing. Jeez, it was great.
I know it only happens once every 4 years.
Yeah, but we tune in, don't we? I love it. I can't take my eyes off the Olympics this year.
Yeah. All right, congrats to all the American athletes, especially those from Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
and the Silver State. So we'll continue to watch, of course. Got a whole nother week of that.
Yeah, we do.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, 6:35. All this week been giving away tickets for the Rolling Stones, and their tour is coming to Allegiant Stadium. This is happening in November.
November 6th.
And so tickets don't go on sale until tomorrow at 10 a.m. You had a little in because Angie's a big fan.
Yeah, she's in the fan club. And I'll tell you, I don't know if it's going to help to get those tickets. So if you can win them with us,
mm-hmm.
that is the way to do it. Because it was hard to get even two seats together.
And it's not cheap.
No, it's not cheap at all.
Well, this morning, bright and early. Here we go. Normally, we do it at about 8:40, but mm-hmm. with the Stones...
Yeah.
You have a chance to win with an early segment of...
Thespian Opera Theater.
I bet your mama was a 10-show queen.
And all her boyfriends were sweet 16.
All this chitter-chatter about schmata.
I can't give it away on 7th Avenue. Town's wearing tatters, shadooby.
All right, so clearly this is a medley. We're all about medleys this morning.
It is a medley,
and this week. So, those are three Rolling Stones songs.
Just two Rolling Stones songs.
Oh,
just two.
Only two?
Just two Rolling Stones songs. Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
All right.
Yes, I am absolutely positive. Yes, just did two. You think we're going to have them suffer through three? No, we're not.
Well.
Yes.
Here it is again. I bet your mama was a 10-show queen.
And all her boyfriends were sweet 16.
All this chitter-chatter about schmata.
I can't give it away on 7th Avenue. This town's wearing tatters, shadooby.
Okay.
Yeah,
only two.
Yeah, they don't.
Well, that's not really a medley then.
I know, but, you know, it took us us a minute to get that out. So,
if you can name early. both Rolling Stone songs by title from those lyrics back to back.
Okay.
Ninth caller. We'll start with caller number 9. We have to be able to hear you.
Right.
For you to be a winner. Yes. A lot of times the phones are bad. So.
Yes, people. Sometimes make sure you answer. If we address you, please answer.
702-739-9636. Good luck. Craig, is it Craig?
Yes, it is Craig.
Craig, can you do it? Identify both songs by title.
Is it Brown Sugar and Shattered?
Bam! Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Good job, Craig.
Thanks.
Well performed, by the way.
Yeah, well, maybe.
That was awesome.
You got the tickets. You're going to see the Rolling Stones November 6th, Allegiant Stadium, No Filter Tour 2021. You got the tickets, so hang on. We'll tell you how to pick them up. By the way, next chance to win with Wendy Rush at about 12:40. Craig, thanks a lot for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. I didn't realize, to be honest, I actually thought this guy was already dead.
Oh.
Ron Popeil.
I don't mean to laugh, but yes.
The man behind Ronco.
Remember
this commercial?
Introducing Popeil's Amazing Vegematic 2. New improved cutting rings make food cutting easier than ever. Saves you time by slicing whole potatoes in only one stroke. Turns whole onions into zesty thin slices for delicious hamburgers. Turn the dial, slices are automatically thicker. Dial from slice to dice, fast, easy, and sliced onions become diced by the panful.
He had the Vegematic.
Yeah.
The Pocket Fisherman. Oh, this one was a big hit at the parties.
Hey, this Christmas party is getting a little too quiet. I think it's time we liven it up with my favorite Christmas gift, Mr. Microphone.
Hey, what's that?
Well, you set the dial on your FM radio and
testing. These kids are having a fabulous time with Mr. Microphone, the cordless microphone that actually puts your voice on the radio. There are no attaching wires, so you're free to move around.
Yeah, that wasn't obnoxious.
Oh, it was the best, Mike. I had one.
Why am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, I had one. Well, I wanted to be a comedian, of course, but I wanted it because I wanted to sing The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia.
Wow.
Because I thought that was the coolest song. And you did. You just hooked it up. It didn't sound that good. Didn't sound the way it sounded in the commercial.
And did you walk around the house singing the song?
I walked around the house. I would carry my radio with me. It was cool. It was very cool. It was the first kind of, I don't know, bit of like, whoa, technology.
Yeah.
You know,
for kids.
Yes, it was like, so my voice is coming. Are you kidding me?
Ron Popeil had amassed over $200 million by featuring all these kind of wild, wacky things. All started back in 1959 with the Chop-O-Matic. What did you buy of Ron Popeil's?
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Besides the microphone thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I had that. I swear my mom had the Vegematic. None of them worked exactly the way they were supposed to, like they did in the commercial, like even now.
Right.
You know, when you get it home and it's like, oh,
I get
right.
You.
Well, that took a lot longer to cook than it did on TV, but okay. Yeah.
Ron Popeil passing away, but we remember him by his infomercials and all those wild, wacky products that everybody bought. What was it that you bought?
Nancy, this was the coolest thing, and I forgot that somebody got this for me for my birthday. The Rhinestone Stud Setter. That was a Ronco product as well. And like Nancy, she said, I had the coolest jean jacket. So did I. On the back of it, as I recall, I did a heart. I did a, you know, rhinestones and studs and a heart. It was pretty cool. It really was.
That's where you could bedazzle just about anything you wanted.
Yeah, you could, Mike. It was the coolest thing on earth.
So when you went to junior high.
You guys.
You walked around.
Jacket? Yeah, I know. What are you, one of the pink ladies, Carla? Yeah, I am.
From Greece.
So don't mess with me. Craig Conway said, I had one of the record album vacuum cleaners, and he sent a picture. It looked like a knife sharpener, and you put the album in, and you turned it, And it would clean your
albums.
So it'd
get all the dust off.
It'd get all the dust off.
So it wouldn't screw up your needle.
Right, which you can appreciate, Mike.
Thank
you. Being a disc jockey way back in the day.
When we used to play 45s.
Yes.
And then albums.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, one of our listeners, and I don't know who this is, but he said, I hate to admit it, but I bought the spray-on hair. I don't know what that was called, but he did the spray hair.
I don't know if that was a Ron Popeil thing, was it?
It was.
Yes, it was.
Formula number, I had to look it up. Hair in a can spray, yeah. Formula number 9, apparently.
The guy did everything.
That scares me.
The guy thought of everything.
Yes,
Tanya, what about you?
The set it and forget it roaster.
What is it called?
Well, actually, we still use it. We've had it for over 20 years.
Really?
Is that a Ron Popeil thing?
Yeah. Yeah, he had a list of things. He just had a list of things. Yeah.
And part of it broke one time. I called them. They said, okay, what part? And they sent me a new part without even questioning it. It was the door.
Wow. The door broke.
20 years later, you're still cooking, aren't you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It makes great turkeys and sirloin roasts.
Man, I wish I still had my Mr. Microphone.
Oh,
I really
don't we
did.
All?
Yeah.
Don't we all
yeah,
wish?
Yeah, I know. Whatever. Whatever.
People sending Carla the link to Mr. Microphone.
Yes, they are. You know, it's not like it used to be.
Mm-mm.
Now they're karaoke microphones.
Yeah,
whatever.
They're called something different.
Yes, they are. I wanted to tell you, Lori wrote in and said, I bought Ron's egg scrambler because, God forbid, I used a fork to scramble the eggs myself. I don't know what this egg scrambler did, but it's never been that difficult for me, you know, to scramble eggs.
Right. Put them in a bowl with a fork and,
scramble them up. Another one of our listeners, I don't know who wrote this in, but they said, Carla, you're Italian. Did you not have the automatic pasta maker?
I was waiting for that.
We did not.
Because an Italian family wouldn't need a pasta maker. You had grandmother.
Yes, who made it and cut it herself.
She was your pasta
maker.
Yes,
she was our pasta maker. No, we didn't have that. The Ronco automatic. No! Shame on you.
Oh, you have a whole new life now.
Oh, that's what it says, doesn't it? Yes, you have a whole new life. Oh, wow.
Not a big fan of the crock pot, but she'll buy the Showtime rotisserie.
I would do the Showtime rotisserie. That I would do. The crock pot, not so much.
Okay.
I would not. But he was like the infomercial guy back in the day.
He started it all. Yeah, so.
Made, what was it, like $200 million?
That's what he amassed.
All right. On the
Ron Popeil.
Yeah.
Mr. Ronco. They don't even say his age. Like I said, I thought he had passed away a while ago.
Oh, he was. You know what? I do have that, Mike. He was 86, I think.
That's it? Wow.
I believe it was 86. 86. Yeah, 86 years old. It all started with the Chop-O-Matic back in 1959.
Rest in peace, Ron Popeil. Earlier, we were talking about the Olympics, and we should congratulate. You have to congratulate Suni Lee, gold medal.
Yeah.
All around, with everything that's gone on with the gymnastics team.
Yes.
This 18-year-old steps up, wins the gold out of nowhere.
Yeah, she has quite a story, too.
Boy, mm-hmm.
Her dad was injured many years ago. He's in a wheelchair now. She had a lot to overcome, you know, over the years. But, yeah, amazing. She is. They're all amazing. I cannot fathom gymnastics at all.
Yeah.
I just can't. You know?
Me neither.
No, I've never had that strength.
I mean, I know there's a guys' team and they do well.
Yes.
But even that.
Oh, please. The guys on the pommel horse, things like that.
Yeah.
I can barely get in this chair when it's up high. Jeez.
I pull something just watching.
Tell me about it.
And by the way, Carla, for those concerned, and I know there's a lot of you, Carla getting some physical therapy this afternoon.
Yeah.
Still bothering you.
Oh, it's killing me.
That must have been a wild couple of minutes.
It was a wild couple of minutes. And then this is going to probably take me a couple months to like fully get rid of. It's ridiculous, Mike.
Connor Fields of Las Vegas, of course, going for the gold again. He will be in primetime tonight on the bicycle.
Good.
See, all he used to do was ride the bicycle all around.
See, had I known, that's right. I could have been.
In the Olympics. So good luck to Connor Fields from Las Vegas. Plenty of sunshine, they say, but a slight chance of rain later today. Maybe even a thunderstorm. It's about that time of the year here, so we expect it. High today near 105, low 90s tomorrow and through the weekend. Got 91 now. Let's catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
She's 50 what? And she's on a skateboard? Why?
Yeah, I know. What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. I mentioned yesterday that Aaron Rodgers did show up. At a press conference yesterday, he did say he considered retirement. So, who knows? We'll see what happens after this year. I hope he retires the man bun. He's got a lot of hair going on.
Yeah.
Got a lot of hair going on there. I don't know if this is true. I've heard yes, I've heard no, but Adele reportedly considering a Las Vegas residency.
Whoa.
Yeah, it'll pay her close to about $140,000 a night if this is true. Yeah.
And so, this is what it would sound
that's
like.
That's nice. Uh-huh.
Just be in a lounge.
Just sing over it. Sing over it, Adele. Just sing over it. It's
that
okay.
would be so cool.
Sorry, Kino.
Yeah.
Kino. Yes, hello. It would be cool. David Letterman's Late Show segment, Stupid Pet Tricks, that will be turned into a half-hour series on TBS. Sarah Silverman will host it. We'll have surprise celebrity guests on it. I'll bet he makes an appearance on that. It used to be a hilarious segment that he did many years ago. He hasn't done that. He hadn't done that in a long time, I should say. Listen to this, Mike. I thought you'd appreciate this. Very famous New Jersey natives, John Bon Jovi, Whitney Houston, Frank Sinatra, James Gandolfini, they're all getting rest stops dedicated to them on the Garden State Parkway in New Jersey.
Huh.
Now, Bruce Springsteen respectfully declined the honor. I would take a rest stop.
Listen.
I would totally.
Remember how I used to joke about an overpass?
I know, you said an overpass, yeah.
And then it turned into a water basin.
A water basin, yeah. The mayor said that would be easy.
I would take a rest stop.
Oh, I would totally take a rest stop. Do you know how many people would stop there and see your name? Huh? Yeah.
Or do something else.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I wasn't feeling well at all, so we had to stop at the Mike O'Brien rest stop.
Toss my cookies.
The one right by the Zizix turnoff over there.
I didn't want to crap my pants.
Yeah, that's right. So we stopped there. Oh, my gosh. Soft Cell. Yes, I said Soft Cell. Painted Love, Soft Cell, releasing their first album in 20 years.
Oh.
Yes, I have no idea. I don't know what it will sound like. I don't know. I'm trying to get some clips. But, yeah, first album in 20 years. And very, very sad news yesterday out of the music world. If you have not heard, Dusty Hill, bassist for ZZ Top, passed away. No word on the cause of death. He was 72 years old. His bandmates issued a statement saying, "You will be missed greatly, amigo." A lot of people, you know, reaching out and expressing their love and really, really sad.
We'll have more on that.
Yeah, we definitely
minutes.
Will. But man, what a kick ass band.
Yeah.
That is my take.
Sad news out of the rock music world. Dusty Hill passing away. ZZ Top.
Yeah. 72 years old.
That's it. 72. He was the bass player. The cool thing about ZZ Top, all three original members.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
To this day. Well, until yesterday.
Yeah.
Here's Dusty talking about how he played the bass or why he ended up playing the bass.
I don't really remember how exactly it happened. We'd still playing this one beer joint, and my brother played guitar, and I sang. We decided we need a bass. This is stupid. I went, okay, well, I thought he was talking about hiring somebody. But no, you're it.
Yeah, you're the bass player. When your older brother says you're playing bass.
Oh, yeah, you're playing bass.
You're playing bass.
Dude.
Here's a sample of Dusty Hill. And his vocals with ZZ Top. Everybody always thought it was the other guy.
Right.
Dusty Hill sang a lot as well.
I'm just looking for some touch. It's like a hellraiser.
I saw them. I saw them in, I'm going to date myself.
Oh, please.
My brief stint in college at Ball State.
Oh, that long ago. Wow.
At Ball State. I saw them in 1975. 74, okay. 75. This is when ZZ Top was still wearing the big cowboy hats.
Yeah, yes.
And the bedazzled big suits.
Right, right. Well, I saw them later, like the early 80s. God help me. Because coming up, the anniversary of MTV this weekend.
Yeah.
And that's where I think people kind of saw them and went, well, okay, these guys are cool. MTV made them huge.
When I saw them at college. Huge. And this was the first concert the college, the university said, we're going to put on a concert. It's been a while.
Okay.
We're going to let it happen.
Yeah.
So they bring in JoJo Gunn, ZZ Top, and I forget the other band. But this is way before the beards and all that stuff.
Mott the Hoople. Was it?
It may be Mott the But this is way before the beards and everything else.
Yeah.
And they just kicked your ass.
Yeah.
And it was loud.
Yeah.
And then when I saw them like you in the 80s, 90s, and just recently when they were here, they still sounded great.
Yeah, it is. It's really sad. It's very, very sad.
So, Dusty Hill passing away at the age of what? Only 72?
72. No cause of death. I mean, I can only hope that he just, whatever. There was nothing going on that people didn't know about, and he just
fell asleep.
Took a nap. Yep, exactly.
That's it. Well, rest in peace. He is going to be missed.
Yeah.
All right, yes. Disneyland, 4 packs up for grabs. We're going to tell you how to win those. Just a couple of minutes. Right now, it's Journey and Don't Stop Believing. All week long, we're sending families to Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. You have a chance to win a family 4-pack to Disney California Adventure Park. Experience Avengers Campus, the all-new land now open. So here you go. And it's been quite easy all week long.
It has been. It has been. Everybody thinks animated films when it comes to Disney. Well, they did a lot of non-animated films.
This is a Disney movie.
Yes, it is.
I swear to God. Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know it.
Yep.
Name the movie this clip is from.
Got an announcement to make. We got Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin going to camp with us here this year. Jerry tells the jokes. Dean sings the songs and gets the girl.
All right. I never knew that.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that?
I got to be honest. I'm shocked. Shocked.
Great movie, too.
It is.
Oh, gosh.
Here's the clip one more time.
Got an announcement to make. We got Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin going to camp with us here this year. Jerry tells the jokes. Dean sings the songs and gets the girl.
Looking for caller number 9 with the correct answer, 702-739-9636. What Disney movie is that clip from? Correct answer, you have a family 4-pack off to Disneyland. Giving you that chance to win a family 4-pack off to Disneyland. Here you go. All you have to do is identify the movie this clip is from.
Got an announcement to make. We got Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin going to camp with us here this year. Jerry tells the jokes. Dean sings the songs and gets the girl.
Carlo Raymond's on the phone. Raymond, can you do it? Name the movie.
Remember the Titans.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Yeah, Raymond.
You are a winner.
Great. My daughters are going to love this. Yeah.
Who's on your short list to go to Disneyland with you?
My 2 daughters and somebody to be named later.
There you go.
A friend to be named later.
TBD.
Yes. Or TBA.
Yes.
To be announced.
Yes, there you go.
You got it. The 2-day, 1 park per day Disneyland resort tickets. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening.
Awesome. Thank you, too.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Carla, authorities in the Houston area have shut down an illegal coupon ring. How do you say it?
Coupon. Yeah.
Why?
Because that's always how, like, my mom and dad said it. And
okay.
Everybody I knew said it that way, so that's how I said it.
So there seemingly is 80 people in this ring. It involved printing fake coupons and then using them at places like Walmart, Kroger, other stores. One estimate claims the ring is responsible for $10 to $20 million in losses.
Really?
So when you think about those, you go, oh, you know, you get the junk mail.
Jeez, yeah.
It's all those coupons.
Holy
they add
moly.
Up.
Yeah, they do.
A couple of brothers were on their way to a birthday party in India recently. So they're just walking along. All of a sudden, they got the cake. They start getting chased by a leopard.
Yeah.
They survived by hitting the leopard in the face with the birthday cake.
Well, okay, that makes sense.
You do what you gotta do.
Yes, exactly.
So they didn't have a knife or a gun, but they had the cake.
Oh, gosh.
Just smash him in the face with the cake. He'll leave us alone.
Well, it worked, so.
Jeez. I don't know what I would have done.
Well, listen to this. Antigua police arrested a 31-year-old guy for throwing a box of KFC chicken over a prison wall. He threw it over a prison wall.
The prison?
Yes, into the prison. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he tossed 4 biscuits and 3 fries as well. Yeah.
How do you do that with all the fries going everywhere?
I don't know. And if there's wire, too, you got to really toss that. How do you get that far in? But yeah, police had to chase him all around. They went through a bank parking lot. They caught him. And he has to pay a fine, $400. Or he'll spend 6 weeks in jail. Somebody's going to have to throw chicken to him. Yes, it is.
So he was trying to get it to probably a friend of his or something.
Or if he was just, you know, thinking, hey, guys, have some chicken. I don't know. And I told you this story a while ago. Remember that beautiful sculpting? $18,000.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, a Florida artist named Tom Miller is now he wants to sue the Italian artist Salvatore Grau because he copied his invisible sculpting.
Oh.
Yeah. Tom says he installed his own invisible sculpting in Gainesville, Florida. I'm sure he did. In 2016, yes, Salvatore sold his for $18,000 in May. That was in May. Now, Tom says, my sculpting was named Nothing. And all I can say personally is that Nothing is very important to me. Nothing is very important to me. I should be credited with creating Nothing, specifically the idea of Nothing, and fashioning it into a sculpture. It's Gainesville. I've been to Gainesville. He's right. That is where Nothing happened first. In Gainesville. Well, you know what is in my notes? Here's what helped me. Nothing. Nothing. I wrote Nothing down. You're all crazy. You're all crazy. See me? Do you see me? You nutbags. Enjoy, Gainesville.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call
Something Good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a positive note. A simple story out of Connecticut. A 23-year-old woman found a thank you card in a parking lot with $500 in it. She did some work, checked things out, did a little investigative work, tracked down the rightful owner. It turned out a bride and groom gave it to the guy who married them, and he lost it at their rehearsal dinner. Just thought he would never find it again. Oh, well. But this woman found it, got it back to him, the card, the $500. And, yeah, he was very grateful. He said, I didn't think I'd see it again, but there are some good people out there. So,
well, no, once you drop something,
well,
you
exactly.
figure it's gone.
Yes. This was $500. This wasn't a 20.
Right.
So, you know what? Good
nice.
For you.
Well
good
done.
For you. Yeah, I know. 23-year-old, too. Nice.
I love it. If you have a feel-good story, feel free. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She will have another pair of Rolling Stones tickets
yes,
to give
she
away.
Will.
Maybe she'll be a little easier than we were earlier this
Whatever.
Morning.
Okay.
I know. All right, so make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.